Hurricane Maria destroyed Puerto Rico's power grid, but it turns out Puerto Rico's power company was in deep trouble before the storm struck 2 weeks ago. Reuters reporter Jessica Resnick-Alt has reported on that side of the story. She joins me now from Metairie, Louisiana, where she's already deployed to cover Hurricane Nate. So here we are this far out after the storm, and according to the status that the governor's office in Puerto Rico is saying, 11.7% of the power is back.
At this point, you know, you'd expect really to be returning close to full power, but you have to assume that in this case, it's just the low-hanging fruit that's been brought back online. So this was the 11% that was easy to get to, and now they're going to have to run power lines across mountains. There are really serious hurdles to getting the rest of the island back into service.
You know, one of the things that your report points out is that they had a kind of a staffing migration of people that's left the power company. The people who are going to be able to put the grid back together found better jobs on the mainland because of the way the economy was going.
Puerto Rico has had an incredible immigration out of the island to the mainland, and the power company is no exception to the rule. They've lost thousands of employees over the past 5 years. Some people estimate as many as 4,000 or more employees have left the company.
One of the things that was kind of startling from your report is that there's really not a steady stream of revenue, that not everybody pays their power bills.
Right. Even the government has not paid its own power bills. There were up to $700 million in uncollected bills from government agencies.
I've heard that some of the tech companies are trying to start helping. I mean, we saw kind of a Twitter conversation roll out between Elon Musk and the governor yesterday, saying perhaps solar and batteries can be part of your solution if you're rethinking this thing from scratch.
But even before the storm, there had been discussions about solar and renewables. They even made it to the Department of Energy level with Puerto Rican officials meeting with the DOE. But those conversations have never materialized in real change in Puerto Rico's grid because PREPA and its board have such control over the island's electricity grid, and they've been very resistant to change that would bring in new utilities.
So where do you start building and where do you start fixing this infrastructure? I mean, what does the Army Corps of Engineers or what do other forces do? Do you just start with, say, the key places like the hospital and the kind of crucial infrastructure, the power and water?
So they have a list of priorities, and they'll start with critical infrastructure like hospitals, police stations, and go from there. They're very focused on making sure that any infrastructure that has to do with fuel is restored. So as long as people are relying upon diesel generators, they need to make sure that stations that provide diesel are functioning and accessible.
All right, this is going to be a long, long recovery. Jessica Resnick-Alt of Reuters, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for your time.